In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we conclude the fifth week of Lent with a celebration of St. Mary of Egypt, and 2 weeks from today we will be celebrating Pascha and singing Christ is Risen. But in Ukraine, the people are already singing Christ is Risen. I first heard them singing Christ is Risen out of season this past December, when the Kiev Caves lava was informed by the Ukrainian government that they would no longer have the use of the largest church in the lava, the Dormition Cathedral, nor would they have use of the refectory cathedral after the month of December was to end. So when they had the last service, I saw the video of this. The people spontaneously began to sing Christ is Risen. Since the monks were banned from using this cathedral, the schismatics under Epiphany have only served three liturgies since December. They claim to have a monastery of their own that's just waiting to take possession of this huge monastic complex. And one thing that monks do is they have services. They've had three since December. And they had to bus people in from other parts of the country because otherwise they would have been embarrassed by the lack of people who would have been attending these services. But that wasn't enough for the powers that be. So earlier in the month of March this year, the monks and the seminarians were told that they would have to leave the grounds of the Lavra altogether by this past Wednesday. And as you probably know, they didn't leave. And the government, so far at least, has decided not to send in the police to forcibly remove the monks or the many faithful laymen who were occupying the grounds of the Lavra to prevent it from being stolen. However, they are allowing neo-Nazi thugs to harass the faithful. And when I say neo-Nazi, I'm not just using that as a slur. I'm talking about literal people who identify with Nazi ideology. Maybe they should more properly be called paleo-Nazis rather than neo-Nazis, because there's really nothing new about what they're doing. But they're being allowed to harass the faithful, and it looks like they're allowing this to be ratcheted up every day. Yesterday, they arrested the abbot of the Lavra, Metropolitan Paul, on the grounds that his criticism of the schismatics and the actions of Patriarch Bartholomew were inciting religious hatred, which is ironic because they haven't arrested anybody who's called the members of the canonical church collaborators or have incited mobs to attack their priest. There have been people on television, which is 100% controlled by the Ukrainian government at this point because of the war. There have been people who've called for killing priests of the canonical church and joked about it. But for some reason, it only goes one way. And they also have accused him of supposedly having made a comment in a phone call that was interpreted as him justifying the Russian government's invasion of Ukraine. He denies that he said anything to that effect, but they nevertheless are making that accusation. So they put him in an ankle bracelet, and they put him under house arrest in a building that's about 40 miles from the Lavra and is not fit for human habitation. There's no place to sleep, there's no place to cook, it doesn't have heating, it doesn't have any cooling. And he's also been told that he's not allowed to make any more public statements while he's under this supposed investigation. So we don't know whether this is just a one-off or whether they're going to start picking off the leadership of the canonical church one by one until they've gotten rid of everybody who is a leader, and then eventually hoping that the people disperse. The various local churches around the Orthodox world have spoken out and condemned this, with a notable exception of Patriarch Bartholomew, because he's the one who has made all of this possible. He's not had anything to say about the latest atrocities, much less many of the other atrocities that have happened in the past. Since the schismatic church was established, we've had hundreds of churches that have been stolen. And usually the pattern that has happened is they'll have a mob that will show up. And often it's funny, because it's funny if it wasn't so sad anyway, that people will videotape interactions with these people who are claiming to be members of that church, but no one in the community has ever seen them before. And they'll ask them questions like, say the creed, say the Our Father, and they can't say that because these are not churchly people. And these people are not from the areas that they go into. And then they go in there and they claim, hey, this is our church. We're going to have a vote to have this parish go over to the schismatic church. And usually what happens is after they have such votes, the church just winds up being padlocked. And the faithful are simply denied the use of a church that their fathers, grandfathers, and great-grandfathers all were able to use. When they've had these mob actions to take these churches, we've had people who've been beaten, some people beaten to the point that they're permanently disabled, some people have been killed outright. Right now, the neo-Nazi thugs that have helped steal all these churches are at the Lavra. And they're using the same tactics. They're in the early stages, but they're using the same tactics that they've used elsewhere successfully. And likely at some point, they're going to begin to try to seize the various buildings of the Lavra by force. But there are people at the Lavra, there are thousands of people that are there to protect it. They're spending the night at the church. They're staying at the church, keeping vigil to make sure that when they're not watching, that these people go and try to seize these churches. And these thugs are chanting political slogans that have nothing to do with God, just political things. In response, the people are saying, Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. But they're also singing, Christ is risen. And when you listen to the live feed of people who are streaming this stuff, you can hear that there's a lot more people singing Christ is risen than the people shouting all these other nonsensical political statements. The Soviets tried to destroy the church, and now the Soviet Union is gone. But the church remains. Today we have a government in Ukraine that is backed by the West, backed by our country, backed by our tax dollars. So I would encourage you all to contact your representatives and let them know how you feel about that. And this government is trying to destroy the legitimate Orthodox Church in Ukraine and to replace it with a state-sponsored schismatic church. And if it continues down that road, it too will be gone one day. But the church will remain. And you know why we know the church will remain? Because Christ is risen. As St. John Chrysostom says in the Paschal Homily that we'll hear in 2 weeks, O death, where is thy sting? O Hades, where is thy victory? Christ is risen, and thou art overthrown. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life doth reign. Christ is risen, and there is none dead in the tomb, for Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of them that slept. To him be glory and dominion unto the ages of ages. Amen.